Okay, now Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the second parak of Maseches Yevamos. We are up to Parak Bey's Mishnah Gimel. So the Mishnah gives a rule for cases where the Yevama is usher in some way to the Yavam, and it tells us that depending on why she's usher to the Yavam, sometimes there's no Yibum Chalitza, sometimes they can do Chalitza but they can't do Yibum, and sometimes they have the option of doing one or the other. So Klal Amru Bi Yavama, there was a basic rule that we say with regard to Yavama. Kol Shi Isser Erva, wherever she is an Erva, Lo Chaletzas V'Lomus Yavemes, even the co-wife doesn't do Chalitza nor does she do Yibum, meaning that was Parak Aleph Mishnah Aleph, right? That if there's one of the ervas, so even the tzara doesn't do yibum or chalitza. However, isura isur mitzvah, in a case where she's asur to the yavam due to the mitzvah to follow the dinim midrabanan, meaning she's only asur midrabanan to the yavam, the isur kedusha, or the isur to the yavam is due to the fact that you need to maintain the sense of kedushas kohuna, meaning it's daraisa, but it's a kohuna related issue, then halacha is she'll require chalitza because there's still a zika, since on the daraisa level there's no erva, but you can't do yibum because midrabanan you still have a problem. Now, whenever there is a zika between a man and a woman, zika means that connection that's automatically created when a man dies without children, so there's an automatic zika that's created between his wife and his brother, so they're considered to be somewhat married, because they're not allowed to marry her mother or her sister or any other relative, that would be considered an erva to him if she were actually his wife. So if two brothers were married to two sisters, and one of the brothers died without any children, then the third brother can't do yibum with either of the widows, since each one is the sister of a woman with whom he has a yibum bond. So the halacha is different if one of those sisters is an actual erva to the third brother, and that's what the Mishnah describes. If her sister is also her sister-in-law, and both face a yibum situation to a third brother, but she's an erva to that third brother, then the sister can do chalitza or yibum with the living brother, because he has no zika with the first sister, because she was an erva to him to begin with. So there was never a zika created, and therefore her sister is not considered like a chos ishto. So if you have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters, but Mrs. Reuven is an erva to Levi. So even though Reuven and Shimon drop dead, normally you're not allowed to marry achos zukukaso, this is not called achos zukukaso, because Mrs. Reuven is not zakuk to you at all, because she's your daughter, or she's one of the arayos that's not zakuk to you whatsoever. Now, we said in the last Mishnah, in Mishnah Dalet, that some women are usher to the Yavam midrabanan, and others have an isra of kedushas kohuna. What is that all about? So isra mitzvah means shnios midrabanan. Those that are midrabanan refers to shnios la'arayos that are only midrabanan. There are 20 different relatives that are only midrabanan, like your mother's mother, your mother's father's mother, things like that. So there are 20 different relationships that are shnios midrabanan. Isra kedusha, an isra that relates to the kedushas kohuna, is almanah kohen gadol, grusha v'chalutza kohen hediot, an almanah to a kohen gadol, or a divorced woman or a chalutza to a kohen hediot, or mamzeres u'nesina liyisrael, a mamzeres or a nesina to a non-kohen, or bas yisrael nasan mamzer, or a bas yisrael or a nasan to a mamzer. So these are the kohuna type of isurim. That's what we call isur kedusha. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Gimel, we said that the rule by Yavama is that whenever there's an isur erva, you need neither chalitza nor yibum with such a woman. There's no zika whatsoever. Whenever it's an isur mitzvah or an isur kedusha, you need chalitza but not yibum. And the third clause in the Mishnah was you have a sister who is the Yavama, so then you could do chalitza or yibum, which again meant that if Reuven and Shimon were married to two sisters, and Reuven was married to Levi's daughter, and then both Reuven and Shimon dropped dead, so Shimon can still do yibum or chalitza on Levi could still do yibum or chalitza on Mrs. Shimon. And then Mishnah Dalet just defined the terminology that we used in Mishnah Gimel, that the term iser mitzvah means shnios la'arayos, which is one of 20 different relationships that are asur midrabanan, and iser kedusha means yichus related losase stays in the Torah, like an almana marrying Kohen Gadol, Grusha v'chalutza marrying Kohen Hedyot, Mamzeres and Nesina marrying Yisrael, Yisrael marrying a Nasin or a Mamzer. But from tomorrow, we'll pick up with Perek Beis, Mishnah Hey.